Julie and Romeo Get Lucky by Jean Ray.
Chapter 1. I heard the Candyman's voice as soon as I opened the door. "Who can make the sun shine?" he asked. Romeo leaned in close to me, whispered against the back of my neck, "He's in there." It was October in Somerville, Massachusetts, and fall was whipping around us in the form of flat orange leaves cutting through the cool orange light of late afternoon. I was going into my own house with the man that I loved. That man I was too old to call my boyfriend and too square to call my lover. The man I thought of always as my good fortune, Romeo. But the Candyman stopped me cold. It was a visceral reaction. Every time I heard him, I wanted to run screaming down the street. "Sprinkle it with dew," the Candyman sang. I closed my eyes and panted a little, a technique I used to help quell nausea. The thought of all that candy, which had seemed like such a charming childhood fantasy when I first saw the movie in 1971, now left me feeling like a 6-year-old at 10 o'clock on Halloween night. But it wasn't just the candy. It was the movie itself, the insipid singing, the cheesy sets, the tired diatribe of rich and poor and good and evil. Even Willy Wonka, who had at one time been so charming in all his twinkling subversiveness, now made me queasy. Because anyone will make you queasy after you watch them eat a teacup for the 6,000th time. According to my sloppy calculations, that was approximately how many times my granddaughter, Sarah, had watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory in my house. Oh, sure.